Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm absolutely delighted to introduce a truly inspiring guest, Danielle Sachs. Danielle is a true wealth mentor, keynote speaker and transformational guide who works with high achieving leaders to help them reclaim their energy, realign with what truly matters, and reconnect to what deeply fulfills them, beyond money, status, or title. Whether you're a driven professional, a business owner, or simply someone seeking deeper alignment in your life, today's conversation is for you. So settle in and join us as we explore true wealth, authenticity, resilience and the path to lasting transformation with the remarkable Danielle Sachs. Danielle, welcome to the show.
What an introduction. I'm blushing.
So let's start at the beginning. Let's start with your journey from psychotherapist to mentor. What led you to this powerful work you do today?
Well, that's a big question all in one, because I was a physiotherapist in my first life, I will call it. And I had a lot of clients, patients that came to me, and I was a manual therapist and osteopath. I would do a lot of beautiful transformational thing on the physical level. And what happened is, even if the results were remarkable after four or five treatments, the people were feeling so much better, 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, 1 year down the line, they would come back. And to me, that was already my first, meeting with the mind-body connection, because I realized that, the body speaks what's in the mind. And so that was my first thing with stress. I realized how the effect of stress could have, what it could have on our bodies. But it wasn't until 1998, when I was 37 years old, living in South Africa with my family, when I got a really serious stress-related illness. My whole immune system collapsed. And so why am I telling this? Because we often need a sort of wake-up call, which is sad. And whether it's physical, emotional, the loss of someone, your body who collapses. My immune system was totally, I was lying flat on my back with three children. I couldn't do anything. And the doctor's prognosis was, you're probably going to end up in a wheelchair, never be able to walk a flight of stairs again, let alone work again. So for me, as I always say to my clients every day in my practice, you don't need that wake-up call to tell you, to start doing some self-care, start really realigning with who you are and what you are about in this world. So that is a little bit my first meetings with what I'm doing today. But from there, I have to tell you that, working with some, I don't even call it working.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
actually a blessing to guide people in this journey to go from stress to authentic success to true wealth is such an amazing job. It's a passion. It's a purpose. And so I became more and more in depth. I was like, I was living what I was telling others or preaching or helping others with. That's how, I don't know about you, Janine, but don't we teach what we need the most?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So self-care, stress management, self-management. I was the one who needed it first the most. And that's how I became more and more that person who could help others and inspire others. So thank you for that question, because I think it's a journey. I'm 64 now. I'm a grandmother of five. And I truly believe that I am living authentic success and living true wealth every single day.
It's really interesting you say that, because obviously when I got into feng shui, I was an intuitive, so I had to find a channel to use it. And as soon as I started to learn feng shui and started to use it, my life just opened up because I was on the right track. So it is about that. But you're also a host on UK Health Radio.
Yes,
your
I'm a colleague of yours.
I know. Your podcast is From Stress to Authentic Self. I
to
just wonder,
authentic success, from stress to authentic success.
couldn't
So
even read my own writing then because I didn't print it. I wrote it at the last minute, that bit, so I didn't put it on the type thing. So can you explain authentic success and what it looks like? Because it's an interest to me. How do people actually know that is what it is?
Well, I chose that brand about 7 years ago or something because, as I was saying to you, first I was a specialist in stress. Then it became that I saw that the biggest stress, and I wrote a book about it 10 years ago, is the fear for me of not, that's our biggest stress in our life, is the fear of not being good enough. So it started to be all about self-image, self-worth, that inner critic. And so I could feel in the guiding the people out of that chronic stress, I could feel that if they were going into that authenticity, exactly who they are, without the masks, without the shoulds, without the pressure, without the performance, then you could, the more, and everything is energy. And so for me, being authentic is a very high vibration. It's almost like the vibration of love, the vibration of gratitude, because being authentic, and I get goosebumps again, and I always get goosebumps, Janine, when I talk the truth for myself. I mean, that's my truth, of course. Not, it ha doesn't have to be the truth. It's my truth in my life. And so authenticity became for me a big thing. Now, what is authenticity and what is being authentic? Because we hear it, in the last years, we often hear that term. But what I mean with authentic success is when you are authentic, when you are your true self, meaning, like I say, without the outside expectations, obligations, the pleasing, the helping, saving others. Who are you and what are you here meant to do and be? And so the more you go into that inner place of yours, I can promise you, and I promise everyone listening, that success follows naturally. That's what I mean with authentic success. You don't have to push that outside success that everybody is striving for in our society is more a pushing kind of success. It's more a performing, it's more achieving, and it's that male energy. And I see that, and I'm not just talking for females here. I have, as many men as I have females in my practice, but it's that energy of abundance, receiving, the energy of, as I say, gratitude, blessing. And that's why I went into True Wealth. But if you ask me, authentic success is such a beautiful concept once you understand what it means, because there's a sort of freedom that happens. You are free because you can be you. And being you in this society is, for me, one of the most important things. When you see social media youngsters who are, bullied, who the social media comparison, the world chaos. So it is so important to stay close to yourself, to be that diamond that you are born to be. And so authentic success is that for me. But I have to admit, and I hope you, and I trust that you see what I mean when I say the word success is being a little bit empty and it's hollow today. That is why I've changed my brand into True Wealth, because true wealth, the well, the wealth, the health, it's the depth. I missed some depth in the word success. So I've gone to true wealth, but that authenticity is still as important because it's still a part of my concept. Being authentic, owning your life, sitting in the driver's seat, that is still a big part of true wealth. So I haven't lost anything around authentic success, but because I've grown deeper and evolved in my own life and, through challenges, really realizing what wealth actually is. We've got it all. And if you live in the West, I'm sorry to say, but most people have it all. What is wealth? We have a roof over our heads, we have food, we have everything that is there. And still, Never more than ever before, people have not been that depressed, unhappy, obese, ill, chronic illnesses. So there is a something going on that we need to go and look at. And I believe that we need to go back to see what true wealth is.
And we will be talking about true wealth in the second part of
Okay.
this broadcast, because I really would like to. But I want to just take you back a little bit, because while you were talking, I thought about a lot of the words you said. And often when you get to a certain age, you look back and you go, that's when I was younger. They say, oh, well, if I know what I know now, things would have been different, right? And I think the generations below us, if they could listen, not follow the influencers who are about, should we wear this jacket or no, let's
Yes.
wear that. I think that's the whole thing. And I think I realize now personally, especially when you were speaking, that authenticity for me is I now know what I am. I know what
Yes.
I want to be. I live with a whole lifestyle of kindness with gratitude. That's my world, with humans and obviously animals, as we all know, as I've everything, street cats here, street
Of
cats.
course.
But I think that is a really important thing that you've said, is living authentically. And I think living authentically possibly is not lying to yourself, is it? It's like,
What do you mean? Is not what? Is not?
authenticity is like, you know yourself, you're living your true life, because some people don't know. They lie to themselves about that they're,
I agree. I
and that's,
agree. And
yeah.
I've got a lot of those people as clients because at a certain moment, everything seems to go well from the outside, but inside they are disconnected, they feel empty, there's something that is off. And so either they're going to get ill from it as well if they wait too long. And I always say, don't wait until your relationships, your health, etc., are falling, because try not, don't do it like me. I had to change. I
Yes.
had to start being authentic to who I was and find out who am I under the surface of what society, the roles of what society expects from me.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing. We are so good, certainly sensitive people, we are so good in playing a role, in
Yes.
helping others, in doing things for others without boundaries for who we are, because there's toxic relationships these days. So, there's a lot of toxicity, whether it, and in with your subject of Feng Shui, whether it's in the food, whether it's in the people around you, whether it's so the toxicity. It's a big thing. Being authentic is really feeding yourself
Yeah.
with what feeds you properly, profoundly, not, taking in all the toxicity that is everywhere, whether it's in, as we discussed already, in every show here on this platform, UK Health Radio, the toxicity, the plastic, but I talk about plastic. People are sometimes plastic.
Yeah.
And it's strange to say, but people sometimes are not who they are. They try to be someone. And certainly with social media, I see 16, 17-year-olds who are pretending so much. And then afterwards, it is so sad
Yeah,
sometimes to watch
absolutely.
that. So I agree totally. And I don't want to use the word authenticity too much anymore, because it has become like, what
Well,
is authenticity,
I'm
you
going to
see?
talk about your favorite subject next. So
Good.
we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back, Danielle. We're going to talk about your true wealth. I want to ask you some questions about that. And I put them somewhere and I can't find them. So what does true wealth mean to you?
Well, as I was saying, for me, it's been an evolution. I don't, you know, if you were saying just now, if somebody 30 years younger than me could listen to what I'm saying today, and I've got three beautiful children and partners who see my example. And it is, I think, for anyone listening out there, I think it's important to understand that I know at 20, 30 years old, we try to be successful. We chase the outside world because there's nothing wrong with wealth, with money, with, you know, a second home, with big holidays. It's not about that. It's just that I see after working with people more than 40 years, Janine, I have decided that it is maybe time to start looking behind the curtains and really see, okay, you've got outside success. You have been achieving, but at what cost? Because true wealth is what society has made us forget. It is the that's what I was saying in the beginning. For me, it's like a deeper thing. And it's not just an inside thing. It's like a tree. You know that with any storm, the tree can, you know, there can be storms, there can be challenges, there can be anything, a tsunami, whatever. In nature, a tree stays. It's got its roots and it stays. So that's important. And I talk about life force. So there's three things in true wealth that I want to, you know, bring to people as your life force is its energy. And it's one of the most important things, but you have it. It is already the day you are born, already before even those 9 months already, your life force, that's the miracle of life. Your life force is a miracle. It's a gift, and we need to take care of it. We need to embrace it, and we need that self-care. It's all about energy, energy input, energy output. That's life force. So that's one thing. Because without health, you can have, I had my home near the Indian Ocean, a pool. I had it all, a gardener. I had it all. But what are you with that if you don't have your life force, if you are ill?
Exactly.
So that's one. Mm. And I think it's an important one.
Very.
But what I've discovered is there's also, and that's what I was saying earlier, there's also the freedom and the fulfillment that is important, because you can have everything. But if you are imprisoned in your success, if your success is costing you your freedom, is costing you, you know, it is so important to go and look behind the curtains, under the surface, and see what is really going on.
How do our listeners do that? How do they, you know, how do they understand that they're not living their best life?
Well, I can only say you know, from my practice and what I've lived through, one of the biggest changes came when I realized that I was not taking responsibility for myself. In my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, it's the first step. And in true wealth, radical ownership is also, you know, one of the first things. It's a big key in everything that I do, because we think we take responsibility, but we are so used in playing roles and being responsible for everything and everyone, that we forget to take responsibility for ourselves. It's also about stop blaming others, stop blaming your past, stop being the victim. So taking ownership and asking yourself, am I sitting in the driver's seat of my car? Yeah. Or is someone else? Or is a certain situation? Or is my business maybe sitting in the driver's seat? Is a partner sitting in the driver's seat? I hear so many different things in my practice, so nothing can scare me anymore, because the truth is sometimes confronting, but that's what we need. We need to go to the truth. And that's what I think you can't do alone, Janine.
So could you give an example of that, naming names, obviously, a client that came to you with a problem and how it resolved itself?
Okay. One that I'm talking about in my masterclass, anyone listening can go to my website, danielsachs.com, and see the masterclass for free. I don't even ask males. It's my gift to you. And in the masterclass, I talk about a client of mine, Johan, which is a good example for many of us, because he took over the company of his dad. His dad has worked all his life, a very good company. So there was no problem business-wise, but he took over that company and he thought he had to be the same leader as his father. So he, not being authentic with himself, but trying to do as the uncle and the father were doing all the time, it absorbed all his energy. He lost his own, he was disconnected from who he was, his way of leadership, his own authentic leadership. And so he lost himself, he lost his health, he got in burnout. And so I just want to say that is something very typical. We try to do, you know, the expectations of others, and then either our body or there will be a crisis, because yeah, we can't go on like this, whether sooner or later there's going to be a crisis. And so he came to me and he had already had two burnouts, but of course keeping on working, because he was the leader of the company and the owner, you know, they can't drop out just like that. And so when we talked about, and that's why I'm putting that first step ahead of everything, the taking ownership, he realized that he was not sitting in the driver's seat of his car, his life. It was his business. It was his father's expectations. It was his wife, you know, saying, yeah, you have to be more at home. So it's so interesting to being first aware, the consciousness, and I think it's in any guidance, any therapy, anything that you do, any journey that you take on, it's about being conscious, aware, the awareness of what is happening. If you're not aware of it and you're not conscious of it,
yeah,
you can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm going also in the subconscious mind through my hypnotherapy and everything, so we can go and see what the patterns and the limiting beliefs, etc., that are in the subconscious mind. And it was interesting because he had promised his dad from a young age already that he would be the follow-up from the dad, you know? So
yeah,
it was like a big role, a big backpack, heavy to carry, because he had that role. I have to be my father's, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing. And that's what I talk about freedom, because to free yourself from burdens and decisions like that, that you took on yourself when you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
Do they still count today? I'm not sure. It's, you know, so it's very interesting to go and see what we have decided for ourselves already from a young age, the truths we have. And sometimes it's the truth of someone else that
yeah,
becomes our truth. And that's what authentic means, is going to see what is my truth and what is not.
Yeah.
And then live your truth. And
yeah,
that's true wealth. You see, that freedom and fulfillment of living your own truth.
Yeah. So what happened? What did he do? Did he go?
I can tell you that he changed his own leadership completely. And you know what happened? His team and everybody in the business became totally like so much easier because he was authentic to himself, so people appreciated him more, and he could lead instead of with authority.
Yeah.
He led with authenticity and vulnerability, and he showed his own authenticity, so people around him felt so much more comfortable, and they could. He was one of the sensitive guys that, you know, that really had a big change in their life. And because it is, as I say, authentic success, it is so important. When you become authentic, the success follows naturally. And his true world today is life force, because he built a life force that is now no more burnouts, no more energy that is depleting, and no more surroundings of toxicity. And so it's so beautiful to see how this guy has changed. And he lately, not long ago, and I mentioned it in the masterclass, told me, and I think that's one of the most beautiful things, that his father was proud of him.
Wow, amazing.
His father, for the first time, told him he was proud of him. And you know what happened? He said, you know what, Daniel, since your guidance, I don't need that confirmation anymore. Yeah. It's nice to have, but before he was craving yeah. for that confirmation. Yeah, yeah. Now, because he's authentic and because he's truly just himself, you know, thriving, doesn't need the confirmation from the outside. Isn't that the most beautiful gift?
Do you know, it is. It really is. I think I had a mother who only passed away a couple of years, well, not quite a couple of years ago. And all I wanted her was to say, well done, because she didn't have that in me. And I've written two books, both doing really well. And she died before she read them. And I was like, oh, my God, she's never said, well done. I've proven that actually, look, I have this, yeah, what I've done. And it was only of late I thought, well, you know, she's watching. She'll know. Mm. And does it really matter? Because you've proved to yourself that you have this ability to do what. But it's because I love it and I get so much joy. And being on UK Health Radio, I meet the most amazing people.
Mm.
And that was through writing the book.
Yes.
I would just...
But can you see that it's the little girl in you that wants that confirmation? The question is, does the Janine of today need that confirmation? It was a little girl in you, and we all have our inner child still in us. Mm-hmm. But it's I always say to my people, and I think it's a big thing, maybe also a good advice to anyone listening, is that you can be your own parent. You can give that inner child within you, that little Janine, every single day a compliment, a pat on the back, a shoulder tap to say you're doing well. And I've taught that to my children. After I was ill, I realized how important it is to give yourself the confirmation, because I had a mother who always said, oh, don't brag. You stop bragging. No, it was not bragging. It was saying something positive about myself. And so I taught my children, Janine, and it's really, really, any young parent there, please teach that to your children. I'll do it with my grandchildren today. Let them in the mirror, when they brush their teeth in the morning, let them say something positive to themselves, like, you know, oh, Daniel, you're looking good today, or you're going to have a great day, or you did so well yesterday, or something, you know. Yeah. It makes such a difference. We don't need anyone else to give us that confirmation.
That makes me feel quite emotional, if I'm being honest, you saying that. Just going to take a short break and go to our sponsors. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're back, and I have a question still on True Wealth, although we haven't got very much longer together. So you used the phrase emotional sovereignty. Can you explain that to me? Because it's such an amazing, for me, when I saw that and stuff that you've done, what is it? What does it mean?
Well, I'm going to share something very personal, Janine. I haven't shared it yet often, but it's something that has really contributed to my brand True Wealth. First of all, myself, I broke my wrists, and you know, I was in Bali, and I had a stupid little fall, and I broke my left hand and my right wrist. So I ended up in hospital in Bali between curtains in a room where lots of other people were, not a very great hospital. And so emotionally, spending a night in a hospital all alone, away from your family. I was on my own there. I did a retreat and there were a few people, but I didn't know them well. So I was on my own. That's when I mean, what is emotional sovereignty is for me a sort of resilience, a sort of, okay, I can cry. I can, because it was a shock to the system. You fall, you break, you can cry. You can, I spend the night really not sleeping because scared of is the doctor good enough? Who's going to do surgery on me? Is it a good surgeon? So you don't know what's happening, but that is what emotional stability, sovereignty is all about, is okay, I let my emotions go because it's no use in hiding them or suppressing them. That's not the right way to do. I let my emotions come, but there's a moment, and that's again taking responsibility, sitting in the driver's seat. There's a moment where you decide for yourself, okay, enough. How can I sit back in the driver's seat? What can I do here? So it's about letting your emotions live, and you can mourn, you can, you know, be frustrated, you can feel all sorts of emotions. And in our society, we suppress those. Don't. That's not the purpose. But the sovereignty means it's like an animal. And you know, cats and dogs, and I've seen lions in South Africa, and, you know, in nature, an animal, when they are stressed, they were, you know, like they're gonna shake, and they're gonna do, you know, let out the every toxicity in their body that the stress caused. Yeah. But at a certain stage, and a child does the same. When a child hurts himself, or there's a moment where they let the emotions go, and then poof, suddenly they say, "Okay, now we're done." And in our society, I found that's a big thing that people need to get back to, is to take back that stability and emotional resilience and sovereignty about their emotions and about who, you know, how they react. Yeah. It's about response, because you and I, we know that all is energy, and it's not the event that is important. It's how we respond to the event that is important. So emotional sovereignty is, okay, I let my emotions come, but then I take back my driver's seat. Does it make sense to you?
100%. I have to ask you one more last question.
Okay.
So we're wrapping up here. So if you were to give our listeners some advice, short, sweet, on True Wealth, what would it be? What could they do for themselves today?
One of my biggest quotes that I write almost in most of my emails is, you are your best investment. When we talk about wealth, people think about money, investing, you know, stocks, home, whatever it is. I talk about you are your best investment, because that's for me is that's what I live for. That's who I am. That's my message. That's what I've lived in 64 years. I've realized that it's a truth that you are your best investment for your family, for yourself, for your business, for any, you are your, so invest in your true wealth, not just in wealth. Maybe that's a big one.
I think that is really true. I find that I give, and then the universe says, that's it, that's anything. And I find myself flattened for a few days. And I've started to learn that. And I think everything you've said on this show today has been very inspiring for me personally and our listeners, I'm sure. So just so I know, Daniel, where can people find you?
Well, danielsachs.com, it's just my name.com. So you can have the free masterclass. There's free gifts for inspiration every week. There's lots going on. And those who want to go a little bit deeper, they can just plan a clarity call with me, because I take my time. I am such a sensitive, very, I don't know, it's my life. I could retire, but I'm not. No. I'm keeping on going, and I'm keeping on inspiring and helping, just like you do, Janine. We both do great work. You know, it's our mission. You can't explain it otherwise. So people will find me. And if they want to go deeper into this subject of true wealth and everything around it, please connect. But I really want to say thank you for having me, because it's always nice to talk to you. We had such a nice, you know, connection the other day. And so thank you so much. And I wish for everyone to invest in themselves.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much for your wisdom and presence. And you have inspired me, and I'm sure you have our listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.